Start your day the Torah way, Northwest London, Friday, 4th of Tammuz, 23rd of June, Rabbi Shimon Heller Shlita, the recipe for success. This week's Torah is sponsored by Nishmos, Rav Yosef and Rav Moshe, Hashem Yinkam Domo, Peril Basha, Bas Rav Yosef, Hashem Yinkam Domo, Hanna Bluma Bas Rav Yosef, Hashem Yinkam Domo. The Ziyatza was on the 15th of Sivan, and Shalom is Bas Rav Adelaig, Olei HaSholam, the Ziyatza was last Shabbos.
I actually want to start with a very, very, very big thank you to Dudi Iskovitz for arranging this and for giving me the opportunity to have the chus to be here today. In Divrei Yomim, we have the family trees, all the different families, all leading to the ultimate family, the family of David HaMelech, which is Be'etzim, what the whole Sefer is written, to bring out his beautiful family, Adonenu David HaMelech. In Perek Gimel, we are told the family of David himself. Now, David was a king for 40 years. He became a king at the age of 30. He was a king till he was 70. For the first 7 years, he ruled in Hebron, only over his own Shevet Yehuda. Then he'll move to Yerushalayim, and he'll rule for another 33 years. So the Navi tells us the family of David, which begins in the first stage of his reign in Hebron. Until the age of 30, he basically doesn't marry, just before 30. Once he becomes a king, he starts to build his empire and his own family. And the Pasuk says, Ve'eidu b'nei David asher noldu lo b'chevron. These are the children of David that were born to him in Hebron. And David's first child is Amnon to Achinoam ha-Yisraeli, to his wife Achinoam. His first child is Amnon. Sheni, his second child born to him in Hebron was Doniel to Abigail ha-Karmeli. Abigail was a woman that was married to Noval ha-Karmeli previously. She married David. She was a very, very chashuv lady, a massive tzaddikus. And he had a child from this wife by the name of Doniel. Now this child, Doniel, the child of David, was a special, special, special child. David had many special children, and many of David's children were massive tzaddikim, but nobody came near this child, Doniel. He was holy, he was pure, he was spiritual, he was a tzaddik, he was a Talmud Chacham beyond. He way outshone his father in his Chachmah and anybody else of the gen. He was, this Doniel was an unimaginable child. He actually had an acronym. He was known as Kilov, Kuloi Av L'Chachma. Anyone in comparison to him was a child for his amazing idea in Chachma. And we're going to come back to this child, Mitzchem, later in the Shir. His second child, Doniel, otherwise known as Kilov. His third child, Ashlishi, Le'Avshalom, his son Avshalom, Ben Macha, the son of Macha. Macha was the daughter of Talmai Melech Geshur, she was the Yifastoya, her child Avshalom. He's called Le'Avshalom in the Navi, Loi Avshalom. He did not make peace with his father, he was Avshalom. His fourth child born in Hebron is Adonia ben Chagit. He had a fifth child, Shvatia ben Avital, and a sixth child, Yisrael, to his wife, Eglo. Eglo is actually Michal Bashal. He was very, very fond of Michal. She died in childbirth, and she was called Eglo. So those are the six children, the four most important to us, that was born to David in Hebron, and they were Amnon was his Bechor. This child, Doniel Kilov, was his second. Le'Avshalom, Avshalom was his third, and then Adonia ben Chagit was his fourth. He then had two more, Shvatia ben Avital and Yisrael, the son of Eglon. At that point, he moved to Yerushalayim. He marries his next wife, and he has some more children. Ve'elu asher noldu b'Yerushalayim, and these are the children that are born to David in Yerushalayim. Now Klal Yisrael is united. He's now a king over the entire nation. And these children are born to him in Yerushalayim, says the Navi, Shima, Shoivov, Noson, and Shloimoi. To his wife Batshua, that's Batsheva, Shima, Shoivov, Nosan, and Shloimoi. Now, that Shloimoi, Shima, Shoivov, Nosan, and Shloimoi is the next king, he's Shloimoi Melech. Ask the Malbim a very, very basic question. Shima, Shoivov, Nosan, and Shloimoi, who was the oldest of those four children that were born to David from Batsheva? Shloimoi. He's the oldest of Batsheva's children, which is why David knew the son of Batsheva will be the next king. He took the oldest, Shloimoi, made him the next king. Being that he's the oldest, says the Malbim, and you're working through his family chronologically, why in the world did the Navi shove him to the end of the list of the children of Batsheva when he was the oldest of the four children? It doesn't make any sense. So ask the Malbim. The Vilna Gaon asks a similar question, and the Vilna Gaon asks, from the four children that were born to David from Batsheva, Shima, Shoivav, Nosan, and Shloimoi, who was the greatest Shloimoi by far? None of them were like Shloimoi. He was the greatest. He was the greatest, says the Vilna Gaon. So why in the end of the Navi shove him to the end of the list? He's the greatest, says the Vilna Gaon. It must be that the Navi is going in order of age, and Shlomo was the youngest. But the Malbim said he was the oldest. And the Vilna Gaon himself says it's very unlikely that he was the youngest. So the Pashtus is that Shlomo was the oldest and the greatest of the four children of Bat Shemesh. And that being the case, it's Mamash Apella. The Navi is going through the family of David HaMelech, tells chronologically six children born to him in Chevron, continues with four children born in Yerushalayim, takes the oldest of the four of that wife and puts him to the end of the list. Why in the world would the Navi do that? Apella. So asked the Malbim, so asked the Vilna Gaon. And that is our first question today. In Shemois Gimel, Moshe Rabbeinu is tending the flock of his father there in the desert. As he's tending the flock, Hashem reveals himself to Moshe Rabbeinu and says, Moshe, Klal Yisrael have suffered enough galus. The time has come for the Gola. I choose you to be Goel Klal Yisrael. And Moshe says, Hashem, please, it's time for the Gola. But not me. Not me, Hashem. Not me. Me Anoichi. Who am I to be Goel Klal Yisrael? I've got an older brother. He's far more capable than me. Hashem says, you. Moshe Rabbeinu says, Shlach no biyad tishlach. Say the Mephoshim. Hashem, anyone you're going to choose is more fitting than me. He really meant it. Hashem, choose any Jew. He's more capable than me. Take the Jew out of the trash. Hashem, right idea, wrong person, not me. For 7 days they argue. And Hashem says, Moshe, you. And Hashem says, Moshe says, who am I to go to Pari? And Hashem says, first I'm going to be with you. You're not going alone. This is the proof that I have sent you. I want you to know that you are the Shliach. Because when he came out of Mitzrayim, you're going to be Mekabel the Torah on Har Sinai. What's the Sheikhus? If Moshe Rabbeinu would have said, why are the Jews worthy to come out of Mitzrayim? Hashem will say, Hashem also said that they're going to be Mekabel the Torah. That's not what Moshe said. Moshe said, why am I worthy to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? So Hashem, Zelachois. Because when they come out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to give them the Torah on Har Sinai. What has that got to do with Moshe's question that he feels unworthy to take the Jews out of Mitzrayim? In Parashas Noach, we have a list of families. The 10 generations between Noach and Avraham Avinu. And amongst the families, we have somebody called Yokdon. And the Pasuk says, V'yokdon yolad, and Yokdon gave birth to. V'yokdon yolad, esal moida v'shola v'schatzamo v'svez yorach v'sadorim v'schazor v'stikro v'stubo v'savimo v'shvo v'soivi v'schavilo v'sjoivov kol eile b'nei Yokdon. V'ayom eishavom, mimeashob boyach sephora harakedem. Yokdon had a ginormous family. Yokdon fathered 13 massive families individually. They spread so far, massive expanses of land are taken over by the descendants and the massive mishpacha of this man called Yokdon. Now, if you look at all the families in those 10 generations between Noach and between Avram, it's totally out of proportion. Nobody else has that sort of number of children. No one comes near the size of the family of Yokdon. And when something's out of proportion, there's got to be a reason. Says Rashi, the name says it all. Yokdon. Says Rashi Shoya Makdin Asokov. Says the Medrash. Vishem Ochiv Yokdon. Lomanikrashma Yokdon Shoya Makdin Asokov. Rashi Shoya Onov Makdin Asmoy. Lachain Zoch Lahamid Kolamishpoches Eilu. Yokdon was a person who was very, very, very humble. And he always kept out of the limelight. And he never had to be in the middle of the picture. And when there's a picture, he's happy to be at the side or in the shadows. And he never puts himself in the brochures. And he never looks to drive a car that everyone's going to look at him. On the contrary, he drove his little car, kept out of the limelight, did his life, did what he has to do, and never looked to grab for himself any extra gedulah or chavod. Hashem says, I love ketanim. I love small people, said Hashem. I love small people. And when I want to make someone majorly large, when I'm looking to give massive descendants, when I want to catapult a person to the greatest heights, I choose the lowest. I'll go to the lowest to reach to the highest. Because Yokdon was so humble. And he was such humility. And he never looked to make himself big. He never shoved other people out of his way. Hashem said, you didn't push anyone out of your way. Your family will take massive expanses of land. I'm going to make you massive. Hashem loves small people. Says the Kliyoko. We are the chosen nation, Klal Yisrael. We are Hashem's chosen nation. And every nation in the world knows this, and they all covet the love Hashem has for us, and they're all jealous of Klal Yisrael, and they'll do anything to destroy us because they know that we are the chosen nation. Why were we chosen? What did Hashem see in us to give us to become the Mamlechas Kohenim v'Goy Kodesh? Says the Pasuk, Lo imirub chem mikol ha'amim choshek Hashem bochem. Hashem didn't choose us because we're the biggest nation. Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim, because actually you're the smallest nation. Hashem didn't choose us because we're the biggest nation, because actually we're the smallest. So if Hashem wanted the biggest, we're the last one he would have chosen. There's Chinese, there's massive nations out there. If Hashem said, I want to give a share to the biggest community, Hashem had more to choose than us. Ki atem hama'at mikol ha'amim. Says the Kli Yochol, we're not always necessarily smallest in number. When Mashiach comes, we'll be kukuchi ha'shamayim noroiv. But we're ma'at in our mechus and in our teva. Says the Medrash, Choshkani b'chem, I love you, Klai Yisrael Hashem, ki atem memaatim es asmachem. Because you make yourself small. Says the Gemara in Cholin, Omer em HaKadosh Baruch Hu Yisrael, Hashem said to Klai Yisrael, Choshkani b'chem, from all the nations, I crave and I want you, Klai Yisrael. Why? She'afilu b'shaw, she'ani magbi alochem. Even when I make you great, even when I give you gedula, what do you do? You say, it's not me, and you belittle yourselves. Hashem said, look, I gave gedula to Avram Avinu. I made him the greatest. He vanquished four mighty kings. He became king of the world. V'anoichi of Eifer. I'm nothing, Hashem. Look what you've given me. I deserve nothing. V'anoichi of Eifer. I made Moshe Rabbeinu kings of the world. Moshe. V'nachnu ma, what are we? I took David HaMelech. I made him a mighty king. Vanquished the nations around him. V'anoichi toilas v'loyish. Hashem, I'm a worm. I'm nothing. Hashem said, I love this nation. Because you're so small and belittled in your own eyes. Look what happens when I go to any other nation. I give them gedula. I gave Nimrod power. I've got power. I'm going to build a castle and fight and rebel against Hashem. I gave power. Me, Hashem, who is God? There's only me. I created the iron. I created myself. Denies anything. Gives himself the ultimate power. Sancheref. Mi b'chol elikei ha'arotzois. Which God will come and fight? Me, the great Sancheref. Nevochanetza. El al b'moseav. I go up in the clouds. I'm there to fight God himself. Chiro melech tzur. Moishev. Moshev Elikim Yoshavto. He built himself a palace on top of the river. It looked like it was hovering in the heavens. I'm God. Just like I give a bit of gedula to the goyim, and they're already on top of the world. I am everything. But my nation, the more they get, the more they feel indebted. The more they feel lonely. That is why I love Klal Yisrael. You know, the Gemara Avodah Zarah says, La Asid Lavoi. Hashem will come and open the Sefer Torah in his lap. And say, call me Sha'osak Bazu, Yovai Vikabal Schari. Anyone who learned Torah, built Torah, forwarded Torah, did for Torah, come and get Scha. I'm here to give you your Scha now. All the years of Godless I pay in the end. Says the Gemara, Miyad Boim Kol Umasa Oilon Be'er Buvya. Immediately, all the nations of the world are clamoring over each other. They want to get paid. All these years they've been pushing Torah and helping Torah and just helping build Torah. They're going to be clamoring over each other to get this Scha. And Hashem say, what? One by one. And then it will be done with every one of the nations. What's phenomenal is that the only nation that doesn't come is Klal Yisrael. The nation that for 2,000 years have been persecuted and we still learn Torah. And here we're sitting in Bottom Midrashes and we're sitting the Mesiris Nefesh standing up to all the Nisyonis around us after persecution and death. And we're sitting and we're learning and we're the only one that doesn't come. Because every nation in the world feels that God's indebted to them everything. And Klal Yisrael are so different. Always feel I'm not doing anything. My avodah is Hashem. I'm not davening the way I should be. I wish I'd learn more. Every yid lives like this. It's unbelievable. You know, if God would say to me, if I would be given the message, Hashem is sitting out, kavi yochel. Hashem sitting in the office. Anyone who wants to come and feel Hashem owes him something should go to the office and discuss it with Hashem. Anyone who feels Hashem owes has Hashem's in debt to them. Every nation in the world will be clamoring into the office. Every yid will run a mile in the other direction. I'm going to make a cheshen. The Eibush owes me. The Eibush owes me something. I am indebted to the woman. She gave me children, gave me a family. What have I done? I don't daven like that. That's Klal Yisrael. She said, I love Klal Yisrael. Because when I make you big, you make yourself small. The nation are exactly that. And everybody say, this is the world today. You know, the celebrities. They're living to be in the limelights. They're living to be there. And they're fighting to be in. So the opposite of Klal Yisrael. Why would someone want to buy a car that shows him off? Why would you want to do that? It's a whole steer to greatness. Hashem chooses the ones that are low. Those are the ones become pretty big. Says the Kli Yakov, I chose Klal Yisrael ki atam ma'at mikol ha'amim, because you're the smallest nation. And within Klal Yisrael, I look for the smallest Shevet Levi, and they're the chosen Shevet, because they're the smallest. And within Levi, says the Kli Yakov, there's Gershon, Kohath, and Merari. But Kohath is the greatest of the three families of Levi. They're the ones that carry the innermost kelim of the Mishkan. Why? Because they're the smallest number of working men of the three families of Levi. So Hashem zones in on small, smaller, smaller. And the smaller, the greater and the bigger. That is how Hashem works. Hashem loves, loves, loves small. Let me give you one example. David HaMelech had a son, we mentioned Doniel, his son Kilov. Kilov was the gem, the diamond of David's throne. There was the ultimate nachas that David had. And he had very great children. But Kilov is the gem of his throne. Chazal tells us there are only four people that made it through this world from birth to death, never having done a single Avera. To be able to go through Din V'cheshbon, not a single Avera. There are only four people who ever managed to get through this world without sin. Yishai, the father of David, Amram, the father of Moshe Rabbeinu, Binyamin of the Shiftei Kah, and Kilov, Daniel, the son of David HaMelech. He's the last person to be able to do this. But that doesn't begin to show us the greatness of Kilov. Doesn't begin to show us his greatness. When David HaMelech was very, very old and he was dying, his son, Adonio ben Chagis, decides he wants to become the next king. He's going to do this fast because he knows that Shlomo Be'etzim is in line to become the king. So he wants to usurp the throne, so he coronates himself. He calls all the king's horses and all the king's men, gets all the important sarim of the king, ministers, and he makes a massive party and he coronates himself and he puts on the crown, and it was a major, major threat to the Hemshech of David HaMelech. And Nosanovi goes into a panic and he runs to David HaMelech and says, listen, Adonai is trying to take the throne and we have to do something. And David HaMelech panics and he gets quickly on Moshe Shlomo to be the king during David's life. And Mamash, in the last second, they thwart this uprising of Adonai who tries to become the king. Shlomo becomes the king. He summons his brother and says, Adonai, you are Moed B'malchus. You're Chayv Misa. But you're my brother. So I let you off. You're a prince. You can live in enjoyment, money, and glory. But don't dare try again to take the throne. I have to rule over Klal Yisrael. I have to bring this nation to its pinnacle, to its perfection, to its peace. No fighting over the throne. This is what Hashem gave to me. Finished. Just leave the throne and live your life. Adonai persists. He tries again to take the throne. It costs him his life. He's killed. Asav on the Gaon. Adonai is playing with fire. You're trying to take the throne from a king who's now sitting on it. You're looking to die. Why was Adonai so persistent to make himself king? Says the Vilna Gaon, because Adonai really felt he deserved it. He felt there was an injustice. I'm really supposed to be the king. Why? Because the king goes to the king's oldest son. That is history, that's the way of the world, and that's how it's supposed to go. The king's oldest son is supposed to become the next king. And that's Behemoth how it went. This was an exception to the rule. And Adonai said, it's not fair. I'm older than Shlomo. Mehechatei said that my younger brother becomes the king. I am older, therefore I should become the king. And he genuinely felt it was his rights because he is older than Shlomo. Says the Vilna Gaon, he might be older than Shlomo, but you're not the oldest child anyway. So what's your claim to fame? Mimo nafshech. If he goes to the oldest child, then he goes to your older brother, mimo nafshech. And if you say he goes up pinavua to Shlomo, then he goes to Shlomo. But where do you come into the picture? Says the Vilna Gaon, make a very simple cheshbon. He is the fourth child of David HaMelech. Who's David's oldest child? Amnon. Where's Amnon? Under the ground. Finished. Dead. Avshalom murdered him because of what he did with Tamar. Fine. Amnon's out the picture. Who's David's third child? Avshalom. Avshalom's also dead because Avshalom made a massive rebellion against his father that became a civil war. In that war, he's going to be killed. No, Avshalom dead. Says he's gone, gone. One is gone and three is gone. Says number four, I'm the oldest child now. I'm the next one in line. Therefore, I genuinely deserve the throne. And that's why he fought to death to take what was rightfully his. Says the Vilna Gaon, I've still got a problem. One is gone and three is gone. But what happened to number two? Number two's still around. Mimon Afshach, you don't get the throne. Who's number two? Daniel. Says the Vilna Gaon something phenomenal. Says the Vilna Gaon, Enchanami, Daniel was there. He doesn't come into the picture. Daniel was such a masmid. He was so attached to Hashem. He was such a tzaddik. He had zero interest in being a king. He was not interested. He couldn't get his nose out of the Gemara. You want me to sit on that stupid throne? I've got no time for these Narish guys. I'm learning Gemara. I've got time for this. Why should I be Mevata on Torah, which is 49 Kinyonim, for Malchus, that's only 30 Milas? Says the Vilna Gaon, Doniel was so holy and so great, he wasn't interested in the melucha. He could not tear himself away from his base. Imagine for a second. And everyone knew that. And Doniel knew that. He said, I'm the oldest child. Hey, that's practically can become a king. When we know the famous Arachayim, the beautiful words of the Arachayim, he personified these words. The Arachayim says, Ki bevadai, it's for sure. Im yasik adam, if a person would only understand chelik echad, the tiny part, mei arevois ne'imois mesikis on off mei anfei oir elyoi, he'd only feel the beauty of one branch, one twig of a branch of the sweetness of the greatness of the light of the Torah. Yivas beliboy, a person would be disgusted, ridiculous. Heyois ba'oile mazeh melech melachim, to be the king of kings in this world. Berkiyah mitzvah achas, in comparison to just being mekayim one mitzvah. Kilov lives this. He is a gem of his father's crown. Ask the Gemara in Brachas, such a special child. How was David Zoicha? Such a child. How was David Zoicha to a child, Kilov? You ask me the question, I don't understand the question. David, who else is Zoicha? David, Sadik is Zoicha. Who else do you want to give the child to? But even David, the Gemara felt he needed this chus to have such a child. Says the Gemara, David had a Rebbe, Mipi Boishes. Mipi Boishes, Mipiv Yotza Boishes. He embarrassed David. David was a humongous Talmud Chacham. And he would pass in Shilas. And every time he would pass in Shilas, Mipi Boishes would come. He was a bigger Talmud Chacham than David and override David's Psak. And it's very embarrassing. Imagine you're a teacher of a class, and one of the Talmud would ask you a Shilas, and you give a Psak. Next you come back, I'm really sorry, I asked my Rav, I got it wrong, it's the other way around. Shtickle embarrassing. Now it just happens every single week. You feel like the world's biggest nevuch. David is a king! Every time passed into Shaila, Mipi Boish has embarrassed him and shows you all. What was David the mass reaction? I'm wrong. Bowed his head. So Mipi Boish is the greatest. I'm not the greatest. Fine. So there's greater people than me that know Torah better. Bent his head to Mipi Boish. He would dafka go to Mipi Boish. Rebbe, did I paskin right? Yofa Dante, Yofa Pesach, Yofa Timez, Yofa Te. Rebbe, am I right in my Pesach? Because if I'm wrong, tell me. You're far greater than me. And he put his head under Mipi Boishes. Says the Gemara, David belittled himself under Mipi Boishes. Says Hashem, I'm going to give you a child. You made yourself small. I'm going to give you a child that's so great, he'll be way greater than Mipi Boishes. Kilov was like a father to Mipi Boishes. In fact, Chazal say, all the halachas that David paskened, Mipi Boishes proved him wrong. Came his son Kilov and proved his father was really right. Because he was so amazing, he outed Mipi Boishes, put all his father's psakim back into place. David never got a wrong psak yet, Yetzirat Ishmael. But Mipi Boishes through his pilpul proved David wrong. Came Kilov and proved that every psak his father gave was right. The ultimate nachas, Rabbi Yisrael, the makor of that nachas was that anivus of David HaMelech. For all his milas, that anivus of David HaMelech. Says Orach Chaim HaKodesh, says the Kli Yaakov. Moshe Rabbeinu says, I'm not worthy of taking the Jews out of Mitzrayim. Mi anoichi. Says Hashem, zelech ha'ois. That is why I chose you. Because you said, mi anoichi. For all the midas that Moshe Rabbeinu was strapping, he was tall, he was strong, he was amazing, he was Yirei Shamayim. Moshe Rabbeinu had every mile you could want for a leader. Hashem said, from all your milas, I choose you because you said, mi anoichi. Because you really feel you're not worthy. Because you really feel that any Jew can do a better job than you. That's why you are my Mashiach. And the proof is, when you come out of Mitzrayim, I'm going to give you the Torah on Har Sinai. My great Torah, there's not the Torah is created before the world. The Torah is bigger than the whole world. And I find the smallest mountain, because I look for the small mountain to give my big Torah. Because when I want to make something massive, I look for the smallest. Moshe, because you see me, says the Kliok, says Arachaim, I choose you for all your might, because you really feel you're unworthy. Hashem loves, loves, loves the small. Sometimes you have a pasuk in Shmuel, and a pasuk in Divrei Yomim, and sometimes they contradict each other. And when that happens, then you get a beautiful, beautiful message. In Shmuel out of Tes Zayin, we are told of Yishai's family. And we're told of his children, and the Pasuk says, David hu akotan. David was the youngest of the children of Yishai. David is the youngest child of Yishai. Now in Divrei Yomim, we're told, Oitzem is the sixth child of Yishai. David hu ashvi, David was the seventh child of Yishai. And this is a problem. Because Yishai had eight children. So two psukim contradict each other. David can't be the youngest child and the seventh child when Yishai has eight children. Either he's the youngest, or he's the seventh, or the eighth. He can't be the seventh and the youngest. Stira between Shmuel and between Divrei Yomim. And all the Mefarshim get very busy. How can it be? David can't be the youngest if Yishai has eight children. Some say, Yisha had 7 children from one wife and an 8th child from a different wife. So he's the youngest of the children of his mother. Others say we don't have any makor that Yisha had 2 wives. Others want to say there were 8 children, 1 died, so he's the youngest of the survived. Again, there's no marmokim, no makor that child died. Now many mafoshim say as follows. David was the 7th of the 8 children. But David was so humble before he became a king. Once he's a king, he has to have tassis and melucha. But David was so humble that if he saw the family, he'd be convinced he's the youngest. He would be meshoris his older brothers. He would treat his younger brother. He would treat his younger brother Eliyahu as if he was older than him. David was so humble. He had such humility. David who are cotton is the hagdorah of David. It's the hagdorah. David was unimaginably humble. You see it coming out in the psukim. It doesn't matter now. David was unimaginably humble. And therefore, although he was the 7th, he's called the youngest. Because if you'd see the family picture, you'd be convinced he's the youngest. If you'd watch him on an outing, a family outing, look at all the children, he's for sure the youngest. That's why he's the biggest. That's why from all his brothers, who were all arozen, they were massive. They were tzaddikim, but David chosen to be king. Because he's the smallest.
Hashem, his mother?
His mother was Nitzeves Basador. No. The story was that Yishai thought he was marrying his Pelegesh, but really married his mother. She swapped places. But his mother was a very hot. She was a daughter of Kalev and Miriam, granddaughter of Kalev and Miriam. David HaMelech is Hua Cotton. He's so small, that's why he's big. Rabbi Hashem always chooses the smallest when he wants to make someone massive. We know Shlomo HaMelech as a mighty king, but we don't know him from the first years of his life. Before Shlomo was chosen a king, growing up in his family, Shlomo was the smallest of the smallest of the smallest. Because you don't become so big if you don't start off small. When the Navi give the list of David, of the daughter, the children of Bathsheba, Shima, Shlomo, Noson, and Shlomo. It's giving you the family picture. Until Shlomo, once Shlomo is a king, he has to show certain gaiva. But until he's a king, he's the smallest, the most humble. He's underneath his younger brothers. He's serving his younger brothers. That's why he became so king. Let's not misunderstand Shlomo. Shlomo is not a king from day number one. He's there in the middle and power, glory. Mamash not. No, he said, you want to know who Shlomo was? Shimon Shlomo, not Saint Shlomo. He was the smallest, the most humble, the most inconspicuous. That's why he became Shlomo. Just to finish off, because I have to connect this to the parasha, I've only got a minute. Korach desperately wants power. I deserve power. I'm from the family. I'm older than my cousin, Yisrael ben Uziel. I should be the great one. Vayoyme Moshe el Korach, Shimon b'nei Levi. You're trying to fight for Korach? Ha'ma'at mikem ki yivdal Hashem l'kei Yisrael eschem me'adat Yisrael to become Levim? Is it a small thing? Ha'ma'at mikem. Is it a small thing that you're ready, Shevet Levi? Or v'kashtem gam Korach? That you're looking also for Korach? Ha'ma'at mikem, what's Moshe telling Korach? Korach, you're fighting for Korach. You want power. Ha'ma'at mikem. The only reason why you're Shevet Levi is special because you're the smallest. Ha'ma'at mikem kivdal Hashem eschem. When Hashem wanted to make Shevet Levi great, Hashem looked for the smallest Shevet to make them great. Why are you chosen Shevet Levi? Because you're the smallest of all the Shvatim and your Chelik, Kahas, is the smallest of the 3 families. Ubi kashtem gam kona. You think you're going to get power through fighting for it? You are power. Get out of the limelight. That will make you power. Hama'at mikem, only because you're small. That's the reason why I chose to be Shevet Levi. You want to go one step further to so get even smaller? Don't fight for it. Yosef HaTzadik is called Sofnas Paneach. Ask the God, he Tzofnas means closed things, Paneach he opened. Ask the Ger Rebbe, should say Paneach Tzofnas. He opened closed things, not closed things he opened. Says the Ger Rebbe, Yosef was unbelievably humble, and that's why he became so great. When Yosef stands before Paro, and Paro sees a mighty, and Yosef screams, Bilodai, it's not me! Hashem says, you said Bilodai, oh Bilodecho, lo yorim ishes yodim esragloi. You scream Bilodai, I'm nothing, and now you're going to become everything. Nobody will move a finger without you. Oh Bilodecho, lo yorim ishes yodim esragloi. You're so small, I'll make you as big as you made yourself small. Says the Rebbe Migu, Tzofnas Paneach, Tzofnas, Tzofen, hid himself, because he hid himself, Paneach Hashem, opened him and made him massive. The reason why Yosef is so big, because he was so small. When Moshe Rabbeinu is born, his mother sees he's a super child. He's shining. Vatatzpinoi. She straight away hides him. Korach wants to be the great leader, and he lost it. Korach was really worthy. He really had the talents. He really could have been a massive leader. But he didn't get it. He went to his cousin, who was less qualified and less brilliant. Who's his cousin? Elitzofen ben Uziel. What does Elitzofen mean? Keli Safon. Hashem sees that he hides himself. So Hashem, Korach, you've got all the Midas. You're really more choshed than your cousin, who's younger, smaller, and not as great. But he belittles himself. And you make yourself massive. And you fight for Korach, and he keeps out the limelight. That's the mind I want when I choose my great person. So Eli Safon Ben Oziel becomes a great leader. The Reish Chochma says, "Is shuffle afudim alochem ishtachvim loy." When a person small and belittles himself, he reaches the highest. Rabbi Yisai, Korach wanted greatness. He pushed the exact opposite to what he should have done. Had he only kept out the limelight, he would have reached the greatness that was waiting for him. Chazak, chazak, betit chazak.